Is the Antichrist alive today? Will the temple be rebuilt? Are we living in the tribulation? What is the mark of the beast? Is Armageddon just around the corner? These questions and many others burn in the minds of millions. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. Yet the secret to understanding the last book of the Bible is not current events or recent history, but within the rest of the Bible. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff covers today's most asked prophecy questions. Much more, it reveals why answering them correctly matters so much today. Yet it does not offer another model of the end times. Rather, it presents a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code unravels the mystery of current and future events and paves a path in scripture interpretation. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it on our website at equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101. Or by going online to equip.org. Live all across the United States and Canada and around the world, we're on the air because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, we desire to equip you to defend the Bible and historic Christianity because truth matters. To join us on air to ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and a quick comment about where I'm going to be this weekend. First Baptist Church in Central Florida, or in Orlando. Again, all of that takes place this Saturday and Sunday. I'll be dealing with the reliability of the Bible as well as confronting the New Village Atheists. For more information, you can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or simply give us a call at 888-7000-CRI. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to the phone calls. By the way, your call on air Monday through Friday at this time when you dial 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Right to the phone line, Cheryl in Canada. Hi, Cheryl. I guess Cheryl isn't there. We'll go to Angela, listening on KKLA in Los Angeles, California. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, I was reading Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, and it says that the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Does that actually mean we can live 120 years?
No, I don't think in context it has anything to do with how long our lifespan is, but rather the time period between the declaration of judgment on humankind and then the actual judgment taking place, being 120 years. If you want to know how long the average lifespan is, the psalmist tells us in Psalm 90 that our average lifespan is 70 years, or by reason of strength, 80 years. A score is 20 years, so either 70 or 80 years is the average lifespan.
Oh, I see. So when you say the first judgment, you said the first judgment, between the first judgment and the second judgment?
No. Between the declaration of judgment, In other words, there's a time in which God says judgment is going to take place. So there's a period of grace, as it were, from the declaration of judgment to the time of its demonstration with the waters of the flood.
Okay. So are we living in the pre-judgment state? Are we living in the declaration?
No. This is in the context of Genesis chapter 6. In Genesis chapter 6, God makes a declaration of judgment. It is against humankind at that time. And God tells Noah to build an ark. The period of time from the declaration of that judgment to the time that the waters of the flood come and Noah and eight are saved in the midst of the water of the flood is 120 years. So this is something that takes place in the book of Genesis and has nothing whatsoever to do with the present epoch of time.
Oh, I see. Okay, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, go ahead, Angela.
Okay, I'm a Christian, and I accepted the Lord when I was 9 years old. And now I'm 41, and I'm at a period in my life where I feel like I'm starting to search again for another church home. I don't feel comfortable when I go to different churches. And I haven't felt really comfortable in a church in, I'd say, maybe 10 years. And I have children now, and I don't want to be the type of person or the type of Christian that goes from church to church to church. I do want to find one church and rear my children and my family in this church, but I haven't found that yet. So my question is it wrong to keep going as long as you go to church and you get the word, which I do, or should I just find a place and just settle down?
Well, you got to know what you're looking for, Angela. So you want to look for a healthy, well-balanced church. A healthy,
yes,
well-balanced church is a church in which you are able to worship God in spirit and truth through prayer, praise, and the proclamation of the word. It's a church in which you can exercise your gifts so that you can help the body of Christ because you need them and they need you. It might be instructive for you to take some time after this call to read Romans chapter 12 in this regard, because we are one body, but the body has many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we have different gifts according to the grace given us. So you have to exercise your gift for the edification of the body, and the body has to use their gifts so that you can be blessed and edified as well. And then you want a church in which you can be equipped to go out and impact the world. So I think what might be helpful, Angela, is for me to send you some information on how to find a healthy, well-balanced church. Because if you know what you're looking for, you'll know that you found it when you actually get there. So let me send that information to you. We have it in the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, if you want to get that, or we'll just send it to you as a separate entry. All you have to do is hang on.
Okay, yes, that's fine.
Okay?
Yes.
Thanks, Angela.
I'll hang on.
You got it. Good talking to you. I want to go to Lucas now, listening on Bot Radio in Arkansas. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, Hank, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. I just want to tell you that I love your show, and thank you for all your research.
You got it. My privilege.
My question, Hank, is, and then I'm going to get off here, what all does the Bible say about tattoos?
Well, it doesn't say a lot about tattoos. Tattoos are referred to in Leviticus 19:28, and in that passage, God forbids the Israelites from wearing tattoos because they are called to be separate from the practices of the pagan cultures around them. So the reason behind forbidding tattoos was not because there's something intrinsically wrong with a tattoo, but because tattoos were associated with paganism. So the real issue, if you're going to have a tattoo, you want to feel very comfortable that this is God's calling on your body, so to speak, because your body, just as your mind, is to be a testimony to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you're going to have a tattoo, you want to examine your motive for doing so. But again, according to the Bible, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with a tattoo. The real point is that we want to be separated from paganism, and that's why the ancient Israelites didn't have tattoos. It was a pagan practice. They wanted to be separate from paganism because they were called out to be a light to the nations, a light to the paganism around them.
Okay. All right. Well, you answered my question, and I appreciate you, Hank. God bless.
Hey, thank you. God bless you as well. I want to go back to the phone lines now, talk to Tony in Missouri. Hi, Tony.
How's it going? Oh, I have a question for you, sir.
Okay.
I work over in Greif over in Missouri. I work with a guy who is a Jehovah's Witness. Me, I'm Baptist. You know, I believe in being saved, being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, it does speak in the Bible about, meekness, the meek will inherit the earth. But he's completely, mindful down, just thinking that, heaven is going to be on earth, and we're all going to be on earth no matter what. Now, I don't know how to really go about that. It kind of confuses me with my walk with God, but I don't know.
Yeah, well,
what would you say upon that matter?
Yeah, well, they're confused because they believe that there is a heavenly class and an earthly class. And therefore, in their view, 144,000 people get to go to heaven. The rest form a great multitude on earth. The Bible, however, does not speak like this at all. What the Bible teaches is that when Jesus Christ returns, he is going to restore the universe to what it was before sin entered the universe.
Yeah.
So we'll live in resurrected bodies in a resurrected universe with a resurrected Savior. And there's no such thing as class warfare within Christianity. There's not a heavenly class and an earthly class. If you are redeemed by Jesus Christ, if he is your foundation, then you will spend an eternity with him in a new universe, a renewed universe. So paradise lost will become paradise restored. Written about this in various places, including the Apocalypse Code. One of the best places to get this information in a concise fashion is the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back with more of your questions.
Hank Hanegraaff has created the perfect tool to build and pass along your spiritual heritage. It's the Legacy Study Bible, designed to give you some of the same insight and understanding you receive from Hank on the Bible Answer Man program. The book introductions are all written by Hank using his well-known acronym, LEGACY, which stands for Location, Essence, Genre, Author, Context, and Years. With timelines, charts, an extensive concordance, four-color maps, and much more, the Legacy Bible is available only through CRI. Order your copy today. Also, for $250, you can get a personalized edition from Hank. Just call 888-7000-274 or look for it online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Stay with us. The Bible Answer Man will continue.
We have assembled for the first time ever some of the great luminaries of the evidence for Christ in the world. These people have been assembled for one purpose, and that is to present the case for Christ to you. And in the end, it's your responsibility, your opportunity to come to your own conclusion in the case for Christ.
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Christ is now on DVD. One skeptical journalist:
I thought the idea of an all-powerful creator of the universe was just an absurd idea.
Investigates the most important story story in history. Lee Strobel and biblical scholars explore the evidence for the life of Jesus.
Now, it would require more faith for me to maintain my atheism than to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Investigate the evidence for yourself.
The Case for Christ. Look for it on DVD.
Order this DVD and the entire Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible.
Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read.
Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is The Bible True. Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Now, back to the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And I want to let everybody know what we have available at the Christian Research Institute is changing lives for time and for eternity. And if you can stand with this ministry, making a difference because truth matters, it would be deeply appreciated. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. For your gift, I'd love to send you Doctrines, the Flip Chart, which gives you the very doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood and gives you the information in a memorable fashion. This is what you have given your life to. Know what you believe and why you believe it with essential Christian doctrine. Again, my way of saying thank you for your support of the ministry. You can also ask for the Prayer of Jesus, Secrets to Intimacy with God, the CD or the book, or the Feet Flip Chart, which deals with the cornerstone of the Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the assurance of your resurrection as well. Again, for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, ask for one of those resources. For a gift of $100 or more, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, personalized for you, a family member or a friend, or for $250 or more, the Legacy Study Bible, available in a personalized format, again, for you, a family member, or a friend. For $500 or more, we have a leather-bound special edition of Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. All those resources available on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Do remember our address as well. If you're making a donation to the Christian Research Institute, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Back to the phone lines, Myra, Chocolate, Florida. Hi, Myra.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I just have a quick question for you. I've spoken over maybe the last several months to like friends as well as family members who have attended non-denominational churches where they practice, the concept of spiritual running and laughter. And then what this entails is that the entire congregation in mass run around the sanctuary as well as just fall out in laughter. And they're saying it's because the spirit of running and the spirit of laughter falls on the church. And then that's how they respond to that.
Yeah, well, this is something I wrote about in a book called Counterfeit Revival, Looking for God in All the Wrong Places. One of the primary proliferators of this kind of practice is Todd Bentley, Rodney Howard Brown, but many other churches and pastors, unfortunately, are picking up the practice. So instead of explicating scripture, now you're having these wild, ecstatic experiences which purport to be from the Holy Spirit but are not from the Holy Spirit at all. This is socio-psychological manipulation. What was once relegated to the ashrams of the cultists is now being replicated before the altars of churches, and it is the sad state in which Western Christianity is devolving. Of course, from a biblical standpoint, you don't find this anywhere in the ministry of Jesus Christ or the apostles. Obviously, what they're doing is explainable by natural processes. As I said, it's found in the world of the occult. And conversely, Scripture tells us to be alert and sober-minded. In fact, John Wesley, who experienced some of these counterfeit revivals in his own epoch of time, said this phenomena is attributable to the simplicity of people and the ploys of Satan. So if you're involved in a church like that, you want to get disinvolved and find a healthy, well-balanced church instead.
Well, I'm definitely not involved in that, but I'm just hearing it more and more. It's like it's running rampant through some of these churches, and people are actually participating in this activity. So, scripture, do you have any scriptural passages that I could utilize to discourage people who do involve themselves in that?
Yeah, a couple of things. One is, again, my book, Counterfeit Revival, Looking for God in All the Wrong Places, which is very helpful in this regard. It gives you a memorable way of being able to communicate why this isn't biblical and why indeed it's harmful. We also did an article in the Christian Research Journal. I authored the article, and that is available, I believe, online, or you can just hang on. We can get it out to you.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Myra. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Jamal. He's listening on Bot Radio in Kansas City, Kansas. Hi, Jamal.
Hey, how you doing, Hank?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I got a question about the word amen. Uh-huh. I heard it on another program, and I wanted to go a little bit more in depth in it. Is it a word that is translated from a Greek word, A-M-O-N, which is a pagan god, I think?
No. I mean, it literally means, if you go to the Greek lexicon, you find out that it literally means so let it be or truly let it be, which is to say that from a biblical standpoint, you got two things going on. One is that amen comes at the end of every prayer, and this is not just a way of saying, I'm signing off. With the word amen, we are in effect saying, may it be so in accordance with the will of God. So it is a marvelous reminder that any discussion on prayer has to begin with the understanding that prayer is a means of bringing us into conformity with God's will. It's not a magic mantra that ensures God's conformity to our will.
Okay.
There's more that could be said about that, and I wrote about this in a book called The Prayer of Jesus. In fact, one of the things I point out in that book is that Jesus is the very personification of the word amen. In Revelation, he is... What I was saying, in Revelation, he's referred to as the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. And, of course, Jesus not only taught us to pray, your will be done, he modeled those words in his life.
Okay? Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. That really explained it. Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. Amen in English is a literal transliteration from the Greek. So it's not translated, but transliterated. And again, the essence of what we are communicating is when we say amen, we're in effect saying, may it be so in accordance with your will. And why do we pray that? Well, we don't want our will. We want God's will because we see a snapshot in time. God sees the panoply of our lives. So we are always saying, God, I want your will. This is what I'm praying for, but please let your will, not my will, be done. And of course, if God sees the picture perfectly, and if he loves you intimately, nothing could be better than that the will of God is carried out in your life. And again, that is why we pray and end that prayer with the word amen. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Brian listening in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for your ministry.
You got it. My pleasure. My privilege.
My question concerns a professed Christian brother who, well, we recently asked to leave our small group after confronting him about a behavior that we thought was in error to the word. He shared with us that to help determine God's will in his life for different things, he would ask God a question, felt like he was being led to open the Bible randomly, count up so many lines, and then the answer would be there for him.
No, we shouldn't play Bible roulette, and we shouldn't be involved in these kinds of practices. We should learn to read the Bible for all it's worth. I actually, Brian, put a little brochure together on that. If you hang on, I'll send that out to you. And this would be a good antidote. So you're not just squelching his practice, but giving a good biblical reason why this isn't a biblical practice. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, or you can catch it on XM 170.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate? The Internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy. To subscribe now, go to www.equip.org or call us at 888-7000-274. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back.
Join Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is The Bible True? Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Do you ever find yourself in such a hurry that you come to God in prayer with a list of requests, and before your knees ever touch the ground, you're already thinking about the next thing you need to do? Many Christians struggle to have a meaningful and effective prayer life, but so often we get it backwards. We want a relationship with God without investing any time into that relationship. Hank Hanegraaff gives you the solution in The Prayer of Jesus. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. Now, back to the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And right back to the phone lines and your calls. Let's go to Yvette in Denver, Colorado. Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Hank. How are you today?
I am well. It is a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I really need your expertise.
Okay.
Can you please tell me, and I've been asking the Lord about this, but I have been attending a church for a couple of months, and recently I was told that they don't baptize. And the reason why is it's not necessary. Now, I don't believe that I need to be baptized for salvation. I believe I'm saved through Christ Jesus' shed blood on the cross. Should this be a red flag? Also, the words that came up were ultra-dispensationalism.
Well, yeah, I would say it's a bit of a red flag. I think, though, you have correctly diagnosed the issue. You are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone.
Okay.
And so once you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you have salvation, not because of any work that you have done, but rather because of what Jesus Christ has done for you. But, and this is a big but, The Bible communicates that those who have been saved are also baptized, and baptism is a way of saying to the world, I'm no longer my own. I've been bought with a price.
Right.
I've been buried to my old life, raised to newness of life through his resurrection power, as Paul puts it in Romans chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
So baptism is a visible identification with the body of Christ. So when you're saved, you want to visibly identify with Jesus Christ in his life, his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Okay. So it is a red flag.
Yeah, because it's the first act of obedience on the part of the Christian.
Mm-hmm.
In the early Christian church, this was hugely significant. When when someone became a follower of Jesus Christ in the first century, they were saying, I am not going to say Caesar is Lord. I'm going to say Christ is Lord. And oftentimes those who repented and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior were baptized, and then as a result of their identification with Christ, were also martyred for their faith, because they were living in a time that you had to say Caesar was Lord and Savior, not Christ was Lord and Savior. But they were willing to die because they knew that like their Lord, they would rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible.
Right. Okay, thank you very much, Hank, and God bless.
God bless you, Yvette. Thank you so much for your call. LaVon now listening in Cleveland, Ohio on Bot Radio. Hi, LaVon.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I had a...
Are you still there?
It's a lot of confusion.
We're having a little bit of problem hearing you right now. Hopefully you can call us right back. Want to go back to the phone lines. Talk to Gracie, listening on Bot Radio in Jefferson, Texas. Hi, Gracie.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Fine. I'm real nervous to talk to you. I have three grown daughters, and my oldest daughter, 27 years ago, married into a Mormon family, and it's been heartache ever since. And I raised my girls in a Christian home, but I don't know how to... I'm not educated, and I don't know how to talk to my daughter and her family and in-laws. Can you help me? And I don't know, just, you know, the conversation with them.
Yeah. A couple of things, Gracie. I think, first of all, it's so important that you know what you believe and why you believe it, which is to say that you master essential Christian doctrine. And certainly you can do that. All of us can do that. We can know for certain that Jesus Christ is God, for example. We can know that we're all born and conceived in sin. We can know that the Bible is the final authority for faith and practice. We can know that the Bible reveals one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct. We can know that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So these essentials of the Christian faith we can be very familiar with, and then by contrast we can see the deviations of Mormonism. Mormonism does not hold that the Bible is the final authority, but they hold that the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth, and it is the keystone to their religion. Not only so, but they believe as God is, we can become, and as we are, God once was. So God was once a man and is now God. We as men and women can become gods. Mormonism compromises and confuses and outright contradicts essential Christian doctrine. Now, that doesn't have to be said stridently. It can be said with gentleness and with respect. Here's what Christianity teaches, and here's why what Christianity teaches is true. Conversely, here's why Mormonism does not correspond to reality, but is a prostitution of truth. Now, I have given this in a very simple way in a book that I wrote called The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. It gives you the information on what's wrong with Mormonism so that you can communicate that with gentleness and with respect, not to be divisive, but rather reach people with the true God, the true Jesus Christ, and the true way of salvation, which in Mormonism is works. In Christianity, it is by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you so very much. I'll look for your book.
Yeah, hang on. We can tell you how to get that. And for everybody listening in, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the Christian faith. The kinds of questions so often that you as a believer have need an answer to, so that you can give the reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. Again, the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. If you don't have a copy, order one today. You can do so via the mail at Post Office Box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also order on the World Wide Web at equip.org or by talking to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your question on air when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. And I want to make a quick appeal for your prayers and financial support. This is a ministry that does what we do because truth matters. We're not attempting to be politically correct or popular. We're attempting to be pleasing to the Lord in equipping God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. We as Christians are called to be ambassadors for our Savior, Jesus Christ. And therefore, we need to have a well-reasoned answer so we can use our answers as opportunities to make a difference while there's yet time. The Holy Spirit moving through you in the process of changing lives. And so our ministry is focused on equipping God's people, making them so familiar with the truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. If you can stand with this ministry, it would make such a difference in touching lives. The testimony of changed lives, people coming to faith in Christ, people coming out of the kingdom of the cults, out of the world of the occult, into faith in Jesus Christ, and then being built up as reproducing disciple makers. This is a ministry making a difference worldwide. I was just in Indonesia a week ago. The difference that this ministry is making is significant in the lives of people that you will only know from the perspective of eternity. So we ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially, whatever you can do. It makes a huge difference in the lives of people for time and for eternity. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org, by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI or simply writing me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Be right back with more of your questions.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is The Bible True. Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. We'll be back with more of The Bible Answer Man after this short break. Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankronym series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankronym FEAT and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts.
Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate? The internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God?
What is truth?
Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.
Every day at the Christian Research Institute, we're encouraged to hear from listeners who share how their lives have been radically changed through the broadcast ministry of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program. And we're excited to help stimulate change agents around the globe. But ministry, especially broadcast radio, requires enormous resources. If the Bible Answer Man program has ministered to you, would you consider standing with us both prayerfully and financially? A special one-time gift would help us fulfill our mission to provide Christians carefully researched information and well-reasoned answers to their most pressing questions. To donate, call us at 888-7000-274, where our resource consultants are waiting for your call. Or visit us on our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. And now, back to the program with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy, and right back to your questions. Next up, Norma, listening on KCCV in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Norma.
Hi, Hank. It's good to talk to you.
Likewise.
I have your Christianity in Crisis 21st Century and your tapes and your Bible Answer Book. I just wouldn't be without them. My question today is the former RLDS Church has changed its name to the Community of Christ.
Yes, that's correct.
I wonder what are their beliefs about Jesus? Who do they say he is?
Yeah, interesting that they don't have the same views, obviously, as the Mormons have. Most Mormons believe that there are many gods and that men can become gods. The Community of Christ maintains that there's only one God, and they hold what appears to be a Trinitarian view of God as well. And whereas Mormons traditionally hold that God was once a mere man who had to work his way up to godhood, the Community of Christ teaches that God has always been God. So they have a much better Christology and a much better notion of who God is. Unfortunately, however, they also maintain that Joseph Smith was a true prophet, that he was sent by God to restore the church, and that he had to reinstitute the apostolic and prophetic offices along with the Old Testament priesthoods, and that he had to convey additional revelation from God, which is what the Book of Mormon is supposed to be. So they still have huge problems, but they have a much more orthodox view of the nature of God than do the Mormons.
Yes, I read their Doctrines and Covenants by that one of the prophets here in Independence, Missouri. I don't see the word sin or repentance anywhere in their statement.
Yeah, and this is part of the problem with the community of Christ. You've put your finger on the essence of the issue. They not only have another authority, but they also have a different view of what it takes to be saved. In Christianity, it's very simple. We are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone, that there's nothing we can do to earn or deserve eternal life. It's not what we do, what we do, it's what is done, D-O-N-E, through the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, I really appreciate your answer, and well, just keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Norma, and your encouragement is much appreciated.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to go back to the phone lines now. Talk to Samantha. She's in Fresno, California, listening on KKLA. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. So I have two daughters, and they've pretty much been raised with God. I've always been very open with them, very informative with them, and let them see my testimony, everything. And they've both kind of unilaterally decided to walk away from God at this point.
How old are they?
12 and 13.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, yeah. Here is the great hope. The great hope is that God is not done with them yet.
Right.
They're very,
right.
very young. And I will tell you from a personal perspective, though I grew up in a Christian home, I didn't get satisfactory answers to my questions. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I ended up not embracing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life until mm-hmm. I was 29 mm-hmm. years of age.
Right.
So
right.
from 12 or 13 to 29 is a long time span. And you can see that the Lord has certainly melted my heart, and I have given my life to Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. So prayer is firing the winning shot. You want to be a testimony through your life and through your love, and you can add to that testimony the testimony of your lips. But you can't force feed anybody. But you can certainly give them answers to their questions. If you don't have good answer, you can say, look, that's a great question. I don't have the answer. I'll find it for you. But
right.
keep the dialogue going and demonstrate
your love. Yeah. Okay. See, the thing is, the bad thing is the last year and a half or so, I've been doing a bad thing. I was a bad example for them, and I'm trying to make it right. I've been living with my fiance for the last year and a half or so, and on May 8th, we're getting married. So, and it was basically when we told them, hey, we're getting married on May 8th, that's when they decided that they're walking away from God.
Well, there are a lot of issues there. And here's what's so important, Samantha, is that mm-hmm. you deal with this not just, in terms of me giving you some counsel on the air, but also with a pastor in a healthy, well-balanced church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not called to be Lone Ranger Christians. We're called to be part of a fellowship, a community of faith.
Right.
And
so
many of these things can be worked out with good counseling in a local church in your area.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which we're already discussing it with our pastor and also the youth pastor that's dealing with our kids on a weekly basis at the youth group. The kids still go to youth group. The oldest one refuses to go to church now. The little one is still going to church, but I think that's probably going to stop because she kind of just follows what sister does, you know. So it's just getting very interesting, and me and my fiance are very prayerful, and we're trying our best to make our relationship right before God and get things right for our family.
Well, great. And my prayers go out to your two daughters as well. I will pray for them that they may come to love the Savior as you do.
Thank you. All right, Hank. You have a very good day, okay?
Thank you, Samantha. Appreciate your call. Well, I want to go back to the phone lines now and talk to Devin, listening on Bot Radio in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Devin.
How's it going, Hank?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I was calling in, Hank, because I kind of had a question because I've just been praying for my life and just praying that God brings me to the special anointing that he has for everyone. And am I wrong with saying that he has a special anointing for your life and a special calling for your life? Because I've been seeking, and I don't know if I'm approaching him right or seeking him right, trying to find a special calling for my life.
Well, he does have a special calling for your life, and that's the beauty of becoming a believer. When you're not a believer, looking for your life's calling is like looking for a needle in a haystack. But when you're a believer and you submit your ways to the Lord, he will direct your paths. He will direct your paths through people and through circumstances so that the very gifts and talents that he has uniquely blessed you with can be a blessing to the larger body of Christ, and so that you can find peace and fulfillment in what you do. I love the movie Chariots of Fire. Eric Liddell in Chariots of Fire had this gripping line, "When I run, I sense his pleasure." Eric Liddell was built for running. He used running as his testimony. He used running as the way of having a platform for reaching out to other people. And he realized what God had blessed him with as a gift. You have a unique gift like that, and when you exercise it, you sense his pleasure. And so God will direct you through people and through circumstances to find what you are uniquely called to do. Just rest in him, submit your ways to him, make sure that you're faithful in prayer, that you get into the Word of God, get the Word of God into you, that you're part of a healthy, well-balanced church, and that you learn to live with eternity in mind. And God will give you the peace in fulfilling the very gifts he has endowed and blessed you with. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, if you're hanging on, do be patient. I'll get to you in just a few moments. And if you want your question answered in the very next hour, just give us a call right now. 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265.
When was the last time you visited us on our website? It's easy to find at equip.org. When you visit equip.org, you'll find links that will instantly connect you with the latest that the Christian Research Institute has to offer. Seeking answers to your most pressing questions? Click on the Research tab, type in your keyword, and you'll find a vast array of information on your topic. Looking for books and materials you hear about on the broadcast? Check out our convenient e-store. Connect with CRI on Facebook and Twitter, or read Hank's blog. You can also listen to current and past Bible Answer Man broadcasts. All this and more when you go to equip.org. Once again, the address is equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp.
Highlighting this event will be a debate moderated by Hank between Dr. James White and Jesus Seminar scholar Dr. Robert Price. The subject is The Bible True? Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org.